Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Jackie Britton, joined by Eric Scalavino from Patriots Football Weekly, and we are back in Arizona so soon, it seems, after the Super Bowl. But
thankfully, the weather is a lot nicer, too.
Very nice. You know, we're here for the NFL owners' meetings at the Arizona Biltmore, and head coaches, GMs, discussing a lot of rule proposals that could take effect, pretty soon, even as early as 2015. And the Patriots have three of those this year. The same ones that they proposed last year.
Right, and I think the most likely of the three to succeed this time around is the extra point idea that Belichick proposed. Last year he wanted the line of scrimmage moved back to, I think it was the 25-yard line. Now he sort of compromised and going to the 15 after what I think was a successful experiment in the preseason with his idea last year, and I think there's a little bit more support for that this year. It's still not a guarantee, but I think of those three, the most likely would be that one.
That one is certainly gaining momentum. And then
it looks
you have
that way.
The other one with the proposal to put fixed cameras on the boundary lines. It seems like Bill Belichick and Robert Kraft are both in agreement on their thoughts behind that.
Right. And, you know, it's a good idea. You want to have cameras in the end zone area to help with replay, because scoring plays are the most important plays in the game. The term cost has been thrown out there a few times as reasons why this might not pass, and both the head coach and the owner have expressed their disappointment with that being one of the potential stumbling blocks. And then finally we have the coaches being able to challenge every play. That doesn't look like it's going to happen either. The competition committee said yesterday that traditionally they don't like to do that because there's just too much personal judgment involved with the officials, and so doesn't seem like there's much momentum for that this year.
And also something interesting to note, this is usually the time when we find out the home opener
right. Schedule.
Reports are that may or may not be the case this time around.
Yeah, the first weekend of primetime games, the marquee matchups, especially the Super Bowl champion opening up the next year on the Thursday night. This year, obviously, it's New England in that spot. But now we're hearing reports that maybe we're not going to find that out. Seems maybe the schedule makers are a little bit behind in that process, so that's a little bit disappointing. That's one little nugget that's normally of interest, and especially for the Patriots this year, we might not get to find that out this year, but we're still looking and listening for that possibility.
One thing we do know, though, the Patriots, compensatory picks, they made out
yes. Pretty
well this time.
They did. They got a couple, and they have now 9 picks at this point. Now, of course, that can change between now
right. And
April 30th when the draft begins, but a couple of picks extra for the Patriots in this year's draft.
All right, well, that will do it for Eric Scalavino and myself from Arizona. We'll see you next time on Toyota's Patriots Today.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.